All right, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. It starts with belief. You've got to believe you can do it and then take massive positive action towards accomplishing your goal. Folks, it's there for you. Now, before we get started, well, before we go any further, we all realize that tomorrow is Memorial Day. Many of us have been enjoying a Memorial Day weekend, having a few days off, but it's bigger than that. So we want to take a moment to, first of all, honor all of our veterans and first responders, those people who keep us safe in this wonderful country. Now, we may have different political opinions and viewpoints, but one of the things that we can agree on is that this is still the best country in the world to be a part of, to live in, to have been born in, or to finally get to. And that's why so many people are seeking residence in the United States. So we want to thank our veterans. We want to thank our first responders who keep us safe through all harm and danger. But we want to especially remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. By protecting our country, they gave their very lives. And we just want to take a moment of silence to remember those, our friends, our family, and people that we didn't know that keep America what it is. We thank you, and we thank your families for what you've done for us. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, still the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because you can come to this call week after week and find information, education, knowledge, wisdom, golden nuggets that are going to make a difference in your business right now. And tonight is no exception. I can tell you for sure that at least two of us are going to have a great time tonight. I hope you join in with us. Tonight's special guest, and I'm going to tell his story a little bit, but I'm going to let him continue on with it. But this guy used to be a basketball coach in Tyler, Texas. When he saw this business, he was offended that somebody would bring something to him like this. And yet he had a vision. He had a dream. He had a goal of what he wanted to accomplish. I'll let him elaborate. When it was all said and done, not only is one of the top income earners in Ambit Energy, Yellow Jacket, one of the most successful and fastest growing in the company, and he's still kicking it. Please welcome Coach Alan Johnston. Coach, you there?
I'm here, Bear. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I am great. Glad to have you on the call.
I tell you what, I feel like I'm at home on the phone with you back on this call. You talk about a good feeling. It's great to hear your voice, Bear, and I always enjoy getting on here and hearing from you and Brian and the other people. You know, I'm honored that Brian would call and reach out and ask me to visit with everyone tonight. And I want to echo your sentiment earlier. I just appreciate you for taking that moment of silence, because the good book in John 15:13 says there's no greater love than a man that would lay his life down for a friend. And we do not need to skip past the hamburgers and the hot dogs without doing exactly what you brought up, and that is recognizing those that have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in the greatest country. So thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
Well, I appreciate your introduction. It's always good, again, to share with everyone and to be on this call and have a chance to express to you the importance of staying focused. Bear, you know, he alluded to the fact that I was offended. I was a coach. I spent 30 years in public education over in East Texas. Most of you can't tell, but I have a little bit of a Texas accent. And during my career, which I loved every day of doing, I was introduced to a lot of different MLM opportunities. A lot of the top money earners and a lot of you on this call have been involved in a lot of different direct sales that more than likely I looked at one point, at one moment in time, and I would always say thank you, but no thank you. And obviously for me, Ambit resonated with me. And I think about this all the time whenever I'm talking about Ambit. I think about the fact that everybody we know is using this service. And you guys already all know that, but I think it gets lost in the shuffle. I think it gets lost in the shuffle at the power of what we have our hands on, because it can and it will afford you a different lifestyle. Now, I did not get in this business to become a yellow jacket earner. I did not get in this business to win awards. I got in this business for my daughter, and that was it. And as I shared with some people just this past week, the best way to put it, Barry, is we needed, we being my wife, Leanne, and myself, we needed Rachel to have a car. Rachel wanted a car, like any 16-year-old teenager does, but we needed her to have a car. We were both coaches, and we were both very busy, and our children were involved in all the stuff that they needed to be involved in and wanted to be involved in. They were in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Young Life. They were in Student Senate. They were involved in athletics and other activities in our community. Leanne and I found ourselves rushing in and out of work, away from practices, between games to get our children to where they needed to be. Hence, we needed Rachel to have a car. But for me, as the man of the house, if you will, I didn't want to put my family in financial stress so Rachel could have a car. And I always worked, and I worked during I've always worked year-round. I guess I should say that. You know, during the early years of my coaching career, I cut and rake and baled hay. I painted houses. I built fences. I did basketball camps. I taught driver's ed. And I did all those odd and end jobs in June, July, and August. We didn't take a lot of vacations. You know, we were living frugally. I don't want to paint the picture that we were poor, because we weren't. My wife and I were both professional educators. And if you know anything about the teachers of this world, well, I tell you what, if there's anything to come out of this pandemic that could be a lesson for everybody, is there's going to be a greater respect for the classroom teacher, I believe. I hear a lot of parents talking about how little Johnny and little Sally's kind of hard to teach classroom stuff, and you can imagine having 31 to 35 little Johnnies and Sallys in the same class. But we loved it. We enjoyed it. We had our sports. We had our classes. But we needed Rachel to have the car. She could help alleviate the pressure of getting them to where they needed to be. Abbott answered that bell. It was a God wink for me. I went to the meeting, no intentions of joining. But again, I go back. What resonated with me was everybody that I know and everybody that I knew then was using the service. And every one of them, and all of you have heard this, but I don't want you to forget it. It's so important to keep it in the back of your mind. And my point is this. Those residual bills that everybody gets, and those jobs that everybody has, and the ones that people are stressing of being furloughed away or laid off from right now, they're still getting those residual bills every month. And a lot of the great companies are helping people out by pushing them off or giving a rebate. You know, a lot of the auto insurance people are giving rebates now during this pandemic. But even whenever this passes us, our friends, our family are still going to get that rent or that lease or that mortgage. They're still going to get that car note or that lease note on the car. They're still going to get the water, the electric, the cable, the internet, the cell phone. They're still going to get all those residual bills. And here we sit with our hands on the first bill people pay every month. And I'm not making light of the 40-plus million people that are claiming unemployment right now, but the fact of the matter is, no matter how hard times get, people will figure out a way to afford their electricity, and here we sit. And we, and I'm talking we, whenever I say we, I'm including everything that I say with you, my Ambit family. We get guilty of sitting around and worrying about rates. We get guilty about sitting around and worrying about the next promotion. We get guilty of worrying about what somebody else is doing. I'm guilty of it. I'll admit it. But at the end of the day, whenever I slap myself in the face and pay attention, it's all about why we're doing it. You know, I want to share a story real quick that some of you may be aware of, but all of you need to know about. And I'm going to go back to 1890 in Henryville, Indiana, whenever this young man was born. And at a very young age of 6 years old, his dad died. And it left him to take care of his siblings, for his to help his mother, because he was the oldest, to take care of the siblings. And so he dropped out of school and left home to get a job on a farm and send money back home. At the age of 16, he faked his age to enlist in the United States Army, where he was honorably discharged a year later and started working as a manual laborer at the railroads. He had a pretty hot temper, if you will. He got into a lot of fights. As a matter of fact, got fired from that job for fighting with colleagues. He tried to go into law school, but got thrown out of law school because back then, before you got your degree, you could work in the appellate courts. And he got into a fight with another lawyer and lost the right to become an official lawyer. He was forced to move back in with his mom, and he found a job selling insurance. And he got let go from that job because of insubordination. He started his own ferry boat company, and it didn't go over very well, so he just tried to cash that company out and start a lamp manufacturing company, which he lost because of one of the competitors close to him was selling a better version of a lamp. He was failing and failing and failing. When he turned 40 years old, he started selling chicken at a gas station. And his business got violent. He was selling chicken and painting signs to direct people to this gas station restaurant that he had. And then one of his competitors was going over and covering up his signs with paint. One day they heard about it. Him and another gentleman rushed down there. The other gentleman shot the man dead, the competition dead. He didn't go to jail. He was found innocent, but he did serve some jail time due to he being involved in it. Years later, he bought a motel. He bought a motel that had a restaurant in it because he had an urge to be in the food industry. But that restaurant and that hotel burnt down. He bought himself another motel. And he had to close it during World War II. He tried to establish himself as a successful entrepreneur. As a matter of fact, he took his prized possession and was rejected 1,009 times. Now understand, this gentleman is in his 50s now, traveling around trying to get people to invest in his idea and was rejected 1,009 times until one time a guy out in Utah gave him a chance. And at the age of 66, Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now think about this. Success is not going to be handed to any of us on a silver platter. You're going to face challenges. It's going to get exhausting. Beyond your imagination, it's going to be difficult at times. And you know, the path to success is very seldom linear. You're going to have to go through obstacles. You're going to have to pick yourself up and dust yourself off. But at the end of the day, when the dust settles on your journey, it's you that you get to look at. I love the way Chad Crenshaw says, it is not a microwave, it's a crock pot. I've been involved with Ambit Energy for 11 years, and I see people promoting all the time, and I'm happy for every one of them. But I am a fast-track executive consultant. I got to executive consultant in relatively 10 months. I've been in Ambit Energy for 11 years. I am still a very proud executive consultant. And some people say, why aren't you a national? The reason I'm not a national is because I help people build Ambit the right way. I get them started in the direction that they want to go, and I know why they're doing Ambit. And I make their reason for doing Ambit a priority to me because one of our most successful business partners told me one time, the more people you help get to where they want to go, yours will be a byproduct of it. And my God has given me a chance to take care of my family. I was able to get Rachel her car and then Caleb a truck and then pay for Rachel's 4 years of college and Caleb's 4 years of college. And our son Caleb just finished his second year of law school. And about a year from now, he will be graduating from law school. And for everybody listening to me, because of an everyday persistent and consistent effort of working for, with the people that are associated to me that want this as bad as I want it, my son will graduate with law school without any debt whatsoever. I'm not 66 years old like Colonel Sanders yet, but because I took a chance and made a choice to change my family's life, and now I make a choice to help other people change their family's life by building it the right way, by protecting the brand known as Ambit Energy, and appreciating that I don't control anything that Vistra decides to do or Ambit decides to do. The only thing that I can control is what we want out of this business. So I'm always searching for that next person. I'm always asking people, who do you know? I'm always following up with my customers and making sure that they know to renew. You know, for everybody on the call, and it's just reality, and it's not a negative statement, although some may take this as negative, and it's not intentionally said this way, but for no better use of a term, everybody on this call, some of you aren't going to be on this call a year from now. And I always ask my Ambit family to strongly consider, when you sign a customer up, put the date in your smartphone. Give yourself a reminder, 11 months or with this new 36 in Texas, with all due respect to everyone outside the state of Texas, but now with this three-year plan, put it 35 months out. And if you decide to step away from Ambit, if something happens and you need to step away, or for whatever the reason, at least you're going to get that reminder to protect that family or friend that has done you a favor at one moment in time. I would hope they would stay with Ambit, but if they choose to go to another place, at least we're protecting them. And I say this also. We need to do that because Vistra and Ambit did not go to any of your customers and ask them to be your customer. You went to them. You asked them to do you the favor. You are the professional in their eyes. You are their independent consultant. You're their guy. You're their lady. And you need to protect them. We need to make sure we do this as a whole and protect, as they say, the golden goose of what we're a part of. And I go back to the term that I used, persistent and consistent. I'm amazed at Colonel Sanders. I really am. To be rejected 1,009 times and not give up. To think about the idea that he faked his age at the age of 16 to enlist in the United States Army on a day like today, on the eve of Memorial Day. Those brave people. I mean, anybody that's on this that has served our country, you'll never know the level of respect and admiration I have for you. And for those that did that ultimate sacrifice, I just pray for your family. For their families. But this gentleman that I brought up tonight to you, from the age of 16, the fact he had to drop out of school and go work at a farm to help support his family because, bless his heart, his daddy died when he was 6 years old. And at the age of 66, finally broke through. And do you know there's over 18,000 Kentucky Fried Chickens that span over 118 countries. It's the second largest food chain store in the world. And the man didn't get his break until he was 66 years old. I just think that type of grit, that type of determination, and with respect, that type of stubbornness. And you need to be stubborn. We have to be stubborn. I mean, sometimes I'm so humbled to speak at this level of a phone call with everybody in the Ambit Nation because I'm not real good at this business. You see, the first 32 people I talked to told me no. The 33rd person was a yes. And then I went 34 through 53 on my written list before I got my second yes. So I'm two out of my first 54. And right now on my still growing organic written list like you all have, I've got seven people sitting on the fence. I wear a size 15 boot. I want to stick kick them off that fence. But I just can't, you know, it's just not the right time. They don't have the $100. They need to do their own research. They've tried it before and they haven't worked. But this one might work because it's a service. But let me think about it. And it's somewhere they must be forgetting to charge their cell phones because they can't get on the answer the phone anymore. Have any of you ran into that yet? Well, our mentality is who's next. And as Debbie Atkinson says, it takes 9 and sometimes even 12 follow-ups. I won't pester these people. This morning, for the first time in 8 weeks, our church got back together. We did an outdoor service right beside our sanctuary, but out in this large parking lot. And I saw two people of those seven that are sitting on the fence. And both of them made eye contact with me, and they turned and walked the other way. And I just had this inner smile because unbeknownst to them, I wasn't even going to bring Ambit up. And here's what I know. The next time I do run into them, whether it's next Sunday at church or maybe at the grocery store this week or maybe just out and about, one of them lives in my neighborhood. If I happen to run into either one of them, I'm intentionally not going to bring Ambit up. I'm going to make sure they understand that that's not the point of emphasis with them, with me any longer. But what I can assure you is they're going to, at some point, they're going to ask me how Ambit's going. And for everybody that's a part of my, that's ever heard me talk, I give that patented answer every time. Hey, coach, you still doing that electricity deal? Yep. How's it going? And here it is. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. And if you're hearing my ear, if your ears hear my voice right now, I would challenge you to try using that. Not because it's some great win all line to say to somebody, but there's just something that I've seen over the last 11 years. Whenever I say you wouldn't believe me if I told you, that I see this spark in their eyes, like you got to be kidding me. You see, I don't care if you made over $1 million. I don't care if you haven't even hit your first check yet. You have every right to say you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And it's not about what you've done. It's about what our company's doing. It's about all the successes that Ambit is seeing now, that Vistra is now the 270th largest company in the United States. I saw that posted the other day. That's pretty powerful stuff that our parent company, which is the number one generator of energy around, that we can be a part of that. You know, this Tuesday, for everybody listening in the state of Texas, you're going to get an email from corporate because Wednesday, Eric Johnstone is going to do a training on a new plan that's going to be released for the summer on Thursday. So be looking for an email about a training that will be happening on Wednesday night about a new product that's coming out Thursday. And I know that they're working on other plans and other products for other areas of their market that we represent. We just have to stay on top of it. And I know right now that a lot of my friends, and I've got some, that's the thing, I keep using that term, and I want to bring that up real quick. You know, Bear Gordon, to me, is a remarkable man, just an incredible, and if you haven't had the chance to meet Bear, you can hear in his voice the just love, I mean, just friendly love. And Bear and I have sat up until the wee hours of the morning a couple of times talking, hashing out what I call chalk talk or business building skills. And during that time, I've just grown to really appreciate who he is. I've learned to grow and appreciate how so many people in this business, who they are, the types of people they are, how many people are in this to help other people. And what an incredible servant's heart that we're all filled to be able to be around. Everybody that's a part of Ambit that I've really had a chance to sit down and visit with or work with or talk to or hear about, read about, listen to on calls, get on these now Zoom meetings and just watch them, you can really see that people care and they want to help. And the great thing, I go back to what that top money earner told me, a byproduct of helping is you get your goals met too. So let's not be on mute. Let's take a lot of pride, a lot of poise, and a lot of patience with our business. And let's face these hurdles and these obstacles and know that a determined, gritty, coachable mind will win. And go back and think about that man who, until he was 66, was shot down, tried everything from farming to law to ferry to motel to the military, and never could win, but he had a dream. He kept his eye on a prize, and he struck it huge at the age of 66. You've got your chance. It's in the palm of your hand. Largest transitional wealth is sitting in your hands right now. A system that is duplicatable is at your beck and call. People willing to help you because they know that their success is a byproduct of helping you have success. All the intangibles are there. Everything about it's there. You decide your success. You decide what you want out of Ambit Energy, and you can make it, and it will far surpass that by never giving up. Bear, I really appreciate you and Brian allowing me to visit. I don't have a lot of X's and O's. My point of emphasis tonight is get focused, trust yourself, follow the system, and once again, don't give up. You hear that every time someone speaks. Don't give up. God bless every one of you. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Can't wait to see you at Ambition 2020.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Coach, you brought it again. You absolutely brought it again. Thank you for the acknowledgement, but even more so, thank you for the encouragement that you put out not only to me, but to so many others. And you are exactly what we needed to hear tonight, who we needed to hear tonight, your level of enthusiasm, your love and compassion for people, and the way that you encourage others is just amazing. It's a gift. It's absolutely a gift. Folks, I got to tell you, by the way, I got to let you know this. You were talking about Harlan Sanders. As a teenager, I was in junior achievement and had the honor of going to the national conference that they have every year and had the opportunity to meet and shake hands with Colonel Saunders, and he is one of the nicest guys you had ever met. When you told me his story, you know, compared to the person that I met, I wouldn't have even believed it, that he is absolutely a wonderful man and a true example of what it is to never quit. Good job, Coach.
Thank you so much, Bear, for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, if you want to hear this again, and I think I do, okay, go to topambitleaders.com tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, boy, give us a little time. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. Our uploader, so to speak, may be taking some time off. But in the next couple of days, go to topambitleaders.com. You'll be able to hear this message again and share it with the people on your team that didn't make it here tonight. I want to thank you all for taking the time this weekend to be with us. Let's remember our heroes tomorrow. And I'm going to open up the line so you can say thanks to Coach as well. Hang on just a moment.
Thank you, Bear.